Welcome to Time with Tab, a podcast run by our Goddard Public Library Teen Advisory Board. I'm your host, Nicole. Let's go around and introduce the members that joined us today.
I'm Amity.
I'm Maggie.
I'm Jesse.
I'm Brianna.
I'm Amy.
Deborah's here.
For this month, we had the members, the Tab people, read a book. And they're going to talk about the book that they read. Okay, coming back to Amity. Maggie!
I'm reading the Forensic Science of the CSI. I don't remember who it's by. It's basically, like, investigating, like, how, I don't know, the temperature of a crime scene can matter to how they were killed or something. It's forensic stuff, yeah.
I'm reading about, it's Bridge Over River Kwai, I think. The name is Japanese. But it's about a regiment that was captured by the Japanese in World War II that was forced to build a bridge for them in a concentration camp.
I'm reading The Seeker. I don't know who it's by, but it's basically just about the law of attraction.
Were you not going to talk about that one?
It's okay. I'm not going to explain it. But that's it.
I read the first and technically second Magnus Chase books by Rick Riordan.
Tell us about those.
What are they, like, what Rick Riordan is, always does, like, a mythological theme? Like, what?
Yeah. Rick Riordan has
what's
a
his,
lot
what's Magnus Chase? Which mythology?
Magnus Chase is the Norse mythology, and it doesn't have really, so far, not very many connections to the Percy Jackson series and stuff. Mm-hmm. Annabeth and Magnus are cousins, though, mm-hmm. and she does appear in the first and second book. Mm-hmm. Or at least she's talked about in the second book.
And I'm assuming that Magnus is related somehow to a god in Norse mythology. Which one? I'm just curious. Spoil that for us.
Frey.
Okay.
Like, the god of basically the seasons and stuff. Mm-hmm. He has a sister named Freya. Mm-hmm. I don't remember what she's the god of, though. Mm-hmm. I know she has, like, her own afterlife-ish type thing, though. Mm-hmm. So. At least in the Rick Riordan books. I don't know if any of his books actually go along the lines of what they actually are or act or anything, so.
Did you enjoy it?
Yeah.
Are you going to read book three?
Yes.
Nice.
Magnus did die within the first 50 chapters of his book, and now he's basically a living dead Eisenharger. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Which basically they have enhanced strength and healing. Mm-hmm. And he also has his father's ability to heal and stuff, so he can heal others. And he has a talking magical sword that basically can do everything on its own, except, well, it's a sword, so it's limited to some things. Mm-hmm. So Magnus can tell the sword what to do, like, go kill that, but mm-hmm. as soon as he takes it back in his hands, he's going to feel exhausted and stuff, as if he basically just went and did that himself.
Okay.
So he's basically going to faint whenever that happens.
How are you enjoying The Secret?
It's good, but I feel like it repeats itself a lot.
Yeah.
There's a lot of different stories that they have added in that are just really interesting and almost unbelievable mm-hmm. at times. Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about your book? The Bridge Over
River Kwai or something.
River Kwai. I was like, something. Bridge Over something. I wanted to say Troubled Waters, and I knew that was wrong.
It's pretty good so far.
Yeah.
The main character definitely seems very resilient, and mm-hmm. it's making for an interesting book about being in a Japanese concentration camp and being more stubborn than the Japanese there. Mm-hmm.
Is it fiction or nonfiction? It's okay.
I don't know. It's probably nonfiction.
Yeah. What about your CSI book? Are you enjoying it so far?
I am. I cannot describe anything because my memory is really bad.
If you're enjoying it.
I am enjoying it. It's very cool. Basically, it's really stupid to kill a very important government person with, like, an injection, because they're gonna find that out. Just forensic in general is really cool to me.
We're back to you, Amity.
I haven't necessarily read any books recently, but I do constantly have like podcasts and stuff open and YouTube ready for me to watch. I mainly watch two different podcasts on YouTube. One is Tale Foundry, which delves deep into like how people have changed our stories and stuff to be more, how they put it, is Disneyfied. So they are less what they used to be. And it talks about all kinds of things, especially being an author myself. I love when it goes deeper into talking about how to explain things that make the imagination go wild with using as few words as possible. Like, he dove into talking about H.P. Lovecraft's The Call of Cthulhu. He doesn't actually really explain what Cthulhu looks like, but using a few words, he makes the human imagination just go crazy with what possibly this monster could be. And then we tried our best to put it into an image, which is way incorrect, that we all think about when we see Cthulhu. But the other podcast I watch and listen to, because technically they're on YouTube, so there is a video aspect to them, but you don't have to watch that, is John Solo. And he delves into fairy tales, mythology, and other folktale stuff. He does a ton of research into them and finds their origins, their original meanings, and possibly if it came from a true example in life. I'm about halfway through him going through the John Henry mythology, and he's found out that John Henry was a real person, but he wasn't the 7-foot guy we all thought he was. He's like 5'1". He's like not a tall guy, or wasn't.
I'm taller than him. I'm taller than somebody.
You're taller than John Henry.
Older than me.
Congratulations.
But technically, he did work on the railroad and stuff. And they think, I think they had said that it was like, they thought it was like West Virginia or something where he was working, because at the time there was tons of railroad going through there, and it was going through a mountain. And what is consistent through all the John Henry stories, because there's hundreds of them, is that he goes up against a steam engine that is replacing their jobs through a mountain and dies in the process.
Yeah. They're going to be a new one soon, and it's going to be Artist versus AI.
The John Henry, there was a cool Disney short they did.
Oh, I love that. When they
It's in the whatever that short is. I don't know.
The animation style it's of that.
American
is really
Tall
cool.
Tales.
Yeah, I had that on VHS as a kid.
I watched that so many times growing up. John Henry. John Henry. John Henry was a mighty man.
And then he dies at the end, and you're real sad.
I remember that.
I never was sad because I just meant Paul Bunyan was starting soon.
I watched it, like, the newer one that's on Disney Plus that's, like, it has, like, the match. It was, like, a whole collection of shorts. So it had, like, the Matchstick Girl. And
ugh, I hate that one.
I know, it's so sad.
But anyways, that's what I actually listened to. That could be counted as close to a book as I actually did recently.
Now you need to do your own research. Don't let the podcast do it for you. Do your
own. But he cites his sources, and he tells you where he gets
sources.
It. So he's credible.
Or so you think.
Are the sources
cites his
incredible?
Sources, knowing nobody's ever going to look
you,
at them.
Like, hate doing research on stuff and stuff, but how much research have you done on Yu-Gi-Oh? How much? Like, you know more about that than
I've
anyone
put,
in the room, probably.
I've put
I know
hundreds.
Too much about Taylor Swift, so it's fine.
Yeah. I've put, I've
know
put
so much
hundreds
about
of hours into Yu-Gi-Oh.
Like, too much about Taylor Swift. I don't mean to be a spooky.
Dude, my sister's going to a Taylor Swift concert this summer. I know, I'm mad at her, too. I can't go.
I'm really jealous of all the people that are going to Taylor Swift and didn't get me a ticket to go with them.
What?
You don't have to like the person to like the art.
What? Yeah, but we're talking about people getting concert tickets.
We're talking about my sister getting concert tickets to Taylor Swift.
I've never been to a concert that I know of, so I have no idea.
I have. I've been to many, and they're awesome.
Sometimes they're good.
Quite the detour.
It was. We got off track real fast.
You know, it's fine. You want to keep talking about concerts,
we
can talk about concerts. Yeah.
Nicole just wants to be a part of the conversation because she didn't read a book either.
Did you read a book? Hey, I've read lots of philosophy books. I don't know what you're talking about.
Tell us about philosophy, Nicole.
What the good place says.
I have to talk, too.
I read about, who did I read about in March? Let me think about March. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Okay. Aquinas.
Okay.
I don't remember what which book his was, though. They all blend together after mm-hmm. a while. Hume? Is that how you say it?
I have no idea. I didn't take philosophy. I have no idea either.
Kant. Thank you. And there was one more, Descartes.
Yep. Is there one you liked or understood more, or
The most recent one that I've read is probably the one that sticks out the most because, like I said, they literally all just blend together, and that was. Ooh, but that was Hume, and I did not understand that one. So
don't talk about things you don't understand.
Yeah,
you don't understand human.
All right. Okay, let's go back and talk about Plato, the allegory of the cave, because that's literally the only thing that I understood this Plato. Entire semester. Mm-hmm. The allegory of the cave. Who wants to hear about it? Ready? Sit back. Okay.
Sit back.
Prisoner.
We're here to hear about this.
Prisoner lives in cave all of his life. There's darkness, only firelight, and the reality that he knows is from shadows. So there's a shadow of a horse. That's the only idea that he has of a horse. Anyways, continuing on. And he's shackled up. I don't know what that has to do with anything, but, you know, it's there. So Prisoner is taken out into the real world and sees light for the first time, and he's blinded by the light, and then he starts and then once he starts, like, his eyes start adjusting, he sees like a real horse, and he sees trees, and he sees grass, and he understands that shadows are not true reality. But basically how this relates to knowledge and understanding of reality is that experience is required to understand knowledge of true reality. Mm-hmm. But learning knowledge about something that goes against your idea of reality can be painful and like hard for somebody to accept. And so that's where like the blinding comes from. And yeah, and then the prisoner goes back into the cave to save all the other prisoners, and he gets killed. Because don't want to learn new knowledge.
Boy.
So, yeah.
Oh, that's depressing.
Okay. I found
the allegory of the cave.
I heard there was
fun times. Don't take philosophy in high school.
Take ethics.
I'm going to apply.
So says the Good Place TV show. Both philosophy and ethics professors are like the worst. So.
You know what? My ethics professor was awesome. It was medical ethics, though, so that makes a difference.
I found out my philosophy teacher is also the ethics professor, mm-hmm. so I probably would not enjoy ethics either because his videos, he talks so slow.
Oh.
Let me tell you about Dr. J.
Okay, can you speed it up?
At least you can speed it up.
Oh, yeah. My God.
My biology teacher is slow, and I can't speed it up.
You have to sit there for an hour.
An hour of this man rambling, not even talking about the lesson, and you can't not go, or you will fail the class.
I only remember one thing he's ever said. Actually, two. Okay. Insects are way cool, and When a rooster Flatulence. Approaches me, it becomes a football.
What? Basically, don't let a rooster get close to you. You need to punt it.
Yeah.
My sister got pecked by a rooster when she was a kid.
My sister got scrambled by a guinea.
Oh, wow.
She tried to pick its chick up, and it whipped around at her and clawed her face.
I was still really young, though.
My sister was like two or three.
Like four.
Yeah.
I love how we can go from philosophy to getting attacked chickens. By chickens. Mm-hmm. That's my fault.
It's a guinea.
I just love it.
My bad.
No need to apologize.
People who are watching this will get a kick out of it. And it's
philosophy.
Been a long time, but the first book I ever read that I like was super interested and I loved. And it took me years to find it again, and is worth everyone to have a good read, is The Sherwood Ring is a really good book.
Okay.
Never even heard of it.
High recommendations.
I can comment on what Jesse's book's name was. Something about it.
Okay.
Bridge Over Queen.
It's not Kawaii. Kawaii. Kawaii is, I don't know what the word means because I haven't had the chance to look it up before, but I know it's not Kawaii. Kawaii has two eyes and the name has one eye, and Kawaii means cute. And I know Kawaii does not mean cute.
Okay.
Kawaii doesn't actually even mean cute, though, because it's beyond cute.
No,
there was a whole documentary we watched on it.
Oh my goodness.
Kawaii doesn't.
I'm taking a Japanese class!
It wasn't about Japanese class.
Kawaii means cute.
No, it's not.
The upper degree. It means the essence of cute. Kawaii is objects that have literally come from babies and other things put into toys and other objects for the specific intent.
If you use it in something and you call... If you use it in a sentence, and you call something kawaii, that means you're calling it cute. If you called...
To the simplest term.
If you called your sibling kawaii, you'd be calling your sibling
cute.
You're
so cute. All right, I guess that's all for today. Thank you for joining us. Tune in next month for another podcast.